break iPhone, but when you broke, you put yourself, or mom put for you, or like a young girl, like 13 years old, 12 years old, they put.
This is okay. But anyone putting is not good. Ah, like that.
One
was
supposed to buy yourself.
Uh-huh.
Or somebody. Do you have to have a blessed
master? Oh, yes.
Before you
do. Yes. Our practice in the temple, we bless every day. We put like this. This one is a stupa. This one. Okay? They have a true style. Without this, we use means stupa. The other second, they don't use this one. They use white and one red and one blue. That is called Thiri Buddha. We say Dharma Kaya, Sambhava Kaya, Nirmana Kaya. Thiri Buddha. So we use three colors. Thiri Buddha. So that is two difference.
How about
the I bought
one for Japan,
like
the wrist one, just
wrist
small.
Okay.
That can be used also.
Yes.
21.
Must be 21. 21. Yes.
Are you not
counting? Yeah, 21 should be here. Yeah. Because this one 108. Yes.
She has one to say, is this okay?
It's too small. It's nice, but it's too small.
Thank you.
This is it, huh? Re, singoma mare, zumare. Zuman. Sirive singa chiso. Ha se.
Rumiji, what's the use of this, what we call the agate, or in Tibetan we say Z. D-Z-I-Z. What's the use?
Who knows? That is the Tibetan belief. We don't claim that is a human made. We say it's a supernatural stone. Somebody told me that it's a very similar like Africa, they have a zebra stone. But I didn't find anything, I didn't saw one single Z like Tibetans from Africa. And the scholar told me that the time they brought everything to Tibet. I say, everything? Okay, that is good. So I don't know how similar, but I think it's a definite stone. It's a definite stone. They believe is when you wear that can protect you from particular obstacles. And they believe that. And there are many stories that before Z is alive, many people believe that. Like they say there's some kind of insect. They you can find in the river and the lake. And you look. That's why you can see sometimes hole. You know, and that ancient time how they make the hole without any breaking. So they saying it's a so, but supernatural belief. I think it's a belief that is can you protect. We all wear. I have one, two here. We all wear. It's like, they say protect you. But one experience that I have one Rinpoche's friend, and he wear one Z. And one year he really is sick. He's a bad year. Then his Z naturally fall down and broke. Then from that day, then he okay. So he believed that the Z took his bad year's luck. Like that.
The Pushe when the Baba, when you do one round, you turn around?
No need, it's okay. No problem. They say turn around, but until now I didn't hear. It's okay. So now, some days they turn around.
For you, no matter.
No, my teacher didn't say anything about that.
Okay.
But okay, like this, you don't count out. All time count in. This is so.
Once you finish the counting, then what do you do?
Now, like for example, you finish this, you go here, you finish 10,000, you mark here, and again you count. And if you need 10,000 here, 100,000 you put here. Many Tibetan old ladies, they finish over 1 billion mantras. So they have teeth. Really? They have teeth coming out. They are old ladies, they don't have no teeth. Huh? You can see small teeth come out. We say that 1 billion teeth chanting the mantra. They put conch shell, you know, and like this. They put conch shell. When they finish 1 billion, almost every day they make one hole, conch shell. Beginning, you draw 1 month, you cannot make hole. What made by is a bamboo, you know, round like this. They put one small bamboo, dry bamboo, and below they put conch shell, and bamboo try to make hole in conch shell. It's quite amazing. It's a bamboo. Iron, I understand, because iron is stronger. Bamboo, I don't know, it's quite sharp. Like that, no need to hear this. So this is not Dharma. There's nothing there.
There's another question that says, can you explain how someone can believe that Avalokiteshvara is in them? What do you see them? It's in their body.
In their body? What? Avalokiteshvara? It's in the body.
It's in their body.
In their body. Why not? Why not? Everywhere is Avalokiteshvara. Avalokiteshvara essence is emptiness. Emptiness is Buddha. Everywhere is emptiness. Only one emptiness, everything is not emptiness, then wrong. That's why Buddha said in the Sutra, form is emptiness. Emptiness is form. Form is not separate from emptiness. Emptiness is not separate from form. You don't understand that, then it's difficult to become a nirvana. So everywhere is Avalokiteshvara. Not in the body. Body itself is Avalokiteshvara. Doesn't matter. Rupa is empty. So, okay. I don't want to say today, but when you know how to practice in the Vajrayana, we say four nails. Nail, you know? Tuck, 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 tuck. Four nail. You practice four nail with Avalokiteshvara. You can achieve nirvana or enlightenment. But when you don't have the understanding of four nails, 100 lifetime you practice Avalokiteshvara, you cannot achieve nirvana. It's not where you pray, it's how you pray, how you practice. You get that or not? It's very easy to practice. Please help me. It's easy to practice. Yes? But that one can achieve nirvana? I'm doubt. You know why I'm doubt? Don't be upset, huh? Why I'm doubt? Because Buddha said very clearly in Theravada teachings, in Mahayana teaching, in Vajrayana teaching, says that when you don't see yourself, yourself is emptiness, you cannot be free from samsara. In Theravada teaching explain, in Mahayana more elaborate, Mahayana use emptiness, free from four extreme emptiness. Vajrayana we say unity emptiness, inseparable unity emptiness. When you don't understand that well, you practice, please help me, that cannot achieve nirvana, but can get blessings. It's easy. Oh, Buddha, please help me. I'm difficult. Why like this? I'm difficult. Please bear. You can say that. Buddha can help you. Doesn't matter. But you want to achieve nirvana, enlightenment, soon, then it's difficult. That is a very true direct speaking. Not look after your feelings. I want to say true direct. That is a true direct. The four nails is very important. The enlightenment kaya, enlightenment speech, enlightenment heart, and activity. This is the four nails. And don't ask me what that is. Anyone is doing want to practice, then I'm going to say. Anyone don't want to practice, I don't want to waste my time. Now I make all mind. What is this four nails? Right. Okay. That was all, huh?
Any more questions? We are having.
Do you have questions?
Okay.
No questions? Okay, that's very good. Hangi tuk zi nye zon ne dawa tham je bangi je tham bi chun ne dun zi pa kodum de la chao ta lo sim je tham je dewa tham devi ju tham ba ju te tumar da tumar ki ju tham pa dunga me be dewa tham ba dham en rava ju je nye ren chao ta nye dan tra me ta nyum chen bo la ne para chur che ok ta china lo a
So now we come to the path of greater beings, talking about engendering bodhicitta. When we talk about, in verse 10, the cultivation of the two kinds of bodhicitta, where it says, when all our mothers who have cherished us since beginningless time are suffering, of what use then is our own happiness? Therefore, it is the practice of bodhisattvas to engender the mind of enlightenment for the sake of liberating sentient beings beyond limit.
This line explained that saying that, okay, for example, I'm a practitioner and I practice, I know how to practice to free from samsara, then I have to practice. But this says here, you don't have no feeling with your parents, your loved ones. You just want to be yourself, want to be free, and you don't care other. Oh, you care. You care, then means in the Buddhist teaching says, we become sentient beings many, many lifetimes, not only this lifetime. So then means whenever we born the sentient beings, most of the time we have parents, whether in the animal realm, whether in the human realm. So then means we have link individually. Yes? Oh yes. So you are my past life mother. Yes? Oh yes. So now you let go. Now you doesn't care with others. You only caring for yourself. Are you really can? That's selfish? Oh, I think you shouldn't. Imagine you in the very nice place above the mountain. In the below the mountain, you have all the fires. Inside the fire, you all loved ones are suffering. And you have two choices, go down or go up. So you want to go up. You don't want to look down. It's very selfish. So because of that reason, here Bodhisattva says, no, because I have to think kindness of my parents and loved ones, and because of I born so many times in samsara, so all the sentient beings I have linked with them, so I cannot forget them. So that's for them, for enlightenment, for them, to their enlightenment. So I want to practice the dharma. So that we say that is bodhicitta. Bodhi means enlightenment. Bodhi. Citta means heart or mind. So I want to become enlightenment, not for myself. I want to become enlightenment for all sentient beings. Or I want to see all sentient beings enlightened then only I want to enlighten. That is the difference, huh? That is the called bodhicitta. I don't care nothing about any else. I only care myself. That one, you only can achieve nirvana, but not in enlightenment. That is how Mahayana teach. Only difference of having a bodhicitta and not having a bodhicitta. That is the only difference. Whoever have bodhicitta, the result is enlightenment. That is the difference. So again, they are going to talk about here more elaborate of bodhicittas. They have two kinds of bodhicittas. First, aspiration and application. Aspiration means what? You think, all my mother sentient, all my kindness, mother sentient beings, they are free from suffering and cause of suffering, and attain intent enlightenment because of that, intent enlightenment, like that thinking. Aspiration, application, because of that, now I want to chant Om Mani Padme Hum Kri. Because of that, I want to do dana. Because of that, I want to meditation, samadhi. So all this is called application. You have a motivation to help sentient beings, then you practice. So because of that reason, they have a two difference, as aspiration, application. In example wise, bodhicitta, they have three levels. One is example like king, second is example like ship captain. Number third one is shepherd. You know, shepherd, three level of bodhicitta. Like a king means I want to enlighten myself for all sentient beings, then I come down to help. Ship captain saying that we all in the one same ship, so we all to go together. Shepherd, he said, no, my responsibility is my animals, so I chase first them first, then I go and alive. So that is the three bodhicitta. Mindushiri keep bodhicitta like shepherd. He said, until all sentient beings no enlightened, I stay like a bodhisattva. So they, he all the time, this is his aspirations. So doesn't matter, it's too complicated. But here they say in a line that look at your parents, look at their kindness and their lovings and their work and their worry to you. Look at their face. Are you can really let go? And not only this lifetime parents, all the sentient beings' parents are your parents. So are you can let them go? No. So that's why you need to practice bodhicitta. To benefit them, that's why you're benefiting them, you need to practice dharma. That's why we call bodhicitta. Okay? It's clear? Okay. I'd like to say a little bit about benefit of practicing bodhicitta. Buddha taught that the person who fulfills his wish, that person should be done lot of good virtue action. Whoever done many good virtue actions, that person going to be fulfill his wish, whatever wish they have. Of course, good wish, not bad wish. This Buddha said that. To accumulate merit is very important. But what is the most faster way? Many sutras of bodhisattvas, sutras Buddha taught. Many sutras. For example, one Buddha sutra says, example, Buddha said, just one glimpse of practicing bodhicitta, may all sentient beings free from suffering, cause of suffering, for all sentient beings to attain enlightenment. Like just repeating that thinking is your space. Your space is like a vessel. You practicing bodhicitta is like a, say, water. Okay? That space vessel is cannot hold the virtue of bodhicitta like a water. It's going to be overflow. So it's much bigger than this. This says other sutras, you offer 1,000 Buddha in front of you, you offer offering for 1,000 years. But you just practice one single bodhicitta. That is more effective, more accumulated merit, faster. I talk about karma, yes? You ask me, you're going to ask me, but you have in the mind. how to bear karma to reduce. Fast way. You when you accumulate merit more, bad karma less, you can reduce bad karma. What is the most fast way? Bodhicitta. In bodhicitta, they have two levels. Relative bodhicitta, ultimate bodhicitta. Both are very effective. Okay? So, other benefits. One single minute of bodhicitta practice can reduce a thousand lifetime of bad karmas. That's why bodhisattvas, they can practice and they can achieve faster, because the method is more effective. I'm not saying this benefit. In the sutra says this, I try to repeat. Then another example is okay, you have many bad karmas, yes? You practice one bodhicitta, all the bad karma is going to transform. That much has a power. The example is in the ancient time, they have some kind of liquid, I think they call they can change iron to gold. What? Alchemy?
It's a science.
So you put, I don't know how they do, but that is the example in the sutra. You put these things in iron, they change to gold. It's very like that. Bodhicitta is very, very effective. Now, bodhicitta level, very funny. For example, healing is bad karma, yes? Yes? Yes or no?
Yes.
Oh, yes, very bad karma. But you have a good motivation, bodhicitta, saying that, okay, I don't kill Mr. Joe going to kill 1,000 people. I know definitely he going to kill 1,000 people. Oh, very bad for him. He going to suffer for 1,000 people's murderer. It's not good. So I kill him. I go to hell, only one person. But he go to hell, 1,000 people. Cannot, I kill him. Their killing is not have fully bad karma. Because my motive is not linked with any negative emotion. You get my point?
Yes.
Not anger, not jealousy, not ignorant, not selfish. No selfish. I'm kidding. I know it's doing bad. Selfish. But it's not selfish. I go down, doesn't matter. But he don't go down. That's why it's a very...
Does this apply to euthanasia then?
How's it? That one is, I don't know. That's what we need to discuss more, more topic that we had to discuss more. But this is just example, make you a little bit awake. Like that. So, one other thing is, they give you example in sutra again. They say, bodhicitta practice is like a, you know, in Abhidharma, I don't know, you all, this says, Theravada Abhidharma says or not, you know, this world created, and after they become destroyed. Destroyed by five fire, yeah? You say that same thing? Yeah, yeah. Exactly. So the fire, okay, your bodhicitta is like that fire. That fire, it can burn everything, yes? From the Mount Meru, earth, everything burns. Exactly. Your practice of bodhicitta can burn all the bad karmas. Understand? So different is, beginning when I talk of karma, karma is perfect, stable, certainty, yes? Bad karma. All the time you get results, bad karma. But this sattva practice, karma can exchange, transform. For example, one prince, he want to become a king. So he killed king, his father. So he regret in the end. What is the path I can do things that I want to purify my bad deed? And say, practice emptiness and bodhicitta. Can he practice? Yes, he went to hell. But, 1 second. Like this. Finish. That is how they explain. in the examples in the sutras. So that's why bodhicitta is very, very, very effective. Practice well bodhicitta, you accumulate merit. I'm not saying, Buddha is saying, I say no power. I can say wrong. Buddha said, Buddha taught in the sutra, now I try to repeat. That's why bodhicitta accumulated merit. Bodhicitta reduced negative emotion. Bodhicitta reduced no negative emotion. Bodhicitta increased all the good qualities. One sutra, Avalokiteshvara Sutra says, all the good qualities of the Buddha, enlightened qualities, is based on the one. It's compassion. When you practice compassion well, all the enlightenment qualities in your hand. But compassion means what? Compassion means you need to compassion to other, to yourself, to suffering, renunciation. Other suffering, compassion. Sympathy, compassion, little different. Sympathy is you feel, you say, I feel it, your pain. I feel it, your pain. Okay, I'm sorry. It's sympathy, I think. Compassion means I wish you to be free from suffering and cause of suffering. And for that, I can do what? That is compassion. I can practice meditation. I work for you. I give you some food. That is called compassion. Application. Okay? So that is a little bit highlight of benefits and things. And one short story, too many, but there 1,000 years ago, they have a very famous master. Name is Adisha Dibamtara. I don't know many people knows here. Or you can look at a website, Google, you type. Adisha Dibamkara. He is a very famous master of practitioner. His teacher is where he went to Indonesia. Indonesia. He went to Kansati. Name called Joseling, but Joseling, but nowadays they say it's Burubuddha. You know Burubuddha? He went to Burubuddha to meet his master. Then he received teachings of bodhicitta. He only gained bodhicitta from his master, from Burubuddha. Okay, he 1,000 years ago. Then he went to Tibet to teach. So he had one student in Tibet. His name called 10,000 Purstater. It's the student name. Then student asked, please give me simple. I cannot do many, many things. I'm a simple mind. Please teach me simple that I can practice, I can realize emptiness. Request to Dibamkara. Dibamkara said, no problem. Don't hold any name in your mind. Don't make any boundary of country. Practice bodhicitta, then you can realize emptiness. Then he practiced for 5 years. When he requests Adisha, that time he's 30 years old. He practiced like that. No boundary of country, no boundary of white, red, yellow, nothing of skin color, no race, nothing. He just practiced bodhicitta for whole sentient beings for 5 years. Then he realized emptiness after 5 years. So that's why bodhicitta practice is very, very effective. When you means you realize emptiness means almost you cannot, no need to come back to samsara. 5 years. Practice well. I'm not saying, Master saying, I say wrong. I cannot say lie. Buddha lies very bad. Buddha never lies. So I trust him. So what I repeat, what Buddha said. The story is coming from the commentary, the master. Easy to understand? Not difficult? Okay. Now you're going to hear more difficult. Easy to hear, but difficult to do. I tell you one thing. this is you. Okay? The problem maker. Okay? Problem maker. When I look at you, you angry or upset or 100 different thoughts. Okay? It is all you. Theravada teachings is checking where is this body, what inside water, where is you? They check like that. Bodhisattva, they check like that, but plus they go round. Inwardly. I care more to sentient being. I don't want to care myself too much. Because I care too much myself, then ego arises. When ego arises, many problems arise. When I care more sentient beings, doesn't matter, because my ego is less. I focus more other, not me. Okay? Because Buddha said one thing, I already told you many times, to achieve nirvana, to realize selflessness. To achieve nirvana, you need to realize selflessness. To achieve nirvana, realize selflessness. When you hold yourself, I think it's difficult to achieve nirvana. Theravada say? No, I don't know.
Yeah.
Theravada say, Mahayana say, Vajrayana say. So you don't have no choice. I say something, Mahayana say differently, Vajrayana say differently, Theravada differently. Then you say, oh, Theravada don't say that, it's okay. Yeah? But now you don't have no choice because three of them say same thing. So, but the method a little different. Theravada more focused to you and investigate. Mahayana focus more out, then you lose your focus to yourself. But again, you need to focus, means you need to examine yourself and try to see, to reduce your, self-clinging. And here, they tell you later, how to change the clinging, transform the clinging. Like usually, I love to hear good things. Enemy, I fight. Friends, I kiss. My family, I hug. Yes? Bodhisattva say, oh, this big problem. Bodhisattva say, this big problem. Why big problem? Why we are in samsara? Very simple question. Why we are in samsara? All the time samsara. I say, you keep your eye closed. You think, so tiring. I talk, you listen, then you go back, you sleep, tomorrow morning, wake up, eat breakfast, again you cook, you eat, you work, you go to, again you evening, you talk, listen, eat, wake up, then one day die, again you need to give birth, in the stomach, baby come out, small whole body come out, then you cry, and you doctor beat, and you cut here, then you put lot of clothes, and you cry, cannot speak. Mother giving food, I don't know what how to say. And it just fall down, work, study. Tiring. Better don't believe past life exists. When you really exist, tiring. That's why there are many masters, they want to be really, want to practice seriously. Because of that reason. They're tired. And I tell people, sometimes I feel I am a marathon runner. You know marathon runner? You run in the running. But our marathon runner is very bad. We don't see end. Just run. I don't know where I stop. Just run. But it's a nice thing. Sometimes you see a nice flower. But the flowers go away. Yeah? You see, I see one dog chasing you. I see one flower. Nice. Again, I see dog. I'm going to go run. It's like that. It's just like that. Flower is pleasure. A dog is unpleasure. Pleasure doesn't stay nicely. Unpleasure doesn't stay nicely. But both are like that. Honestly speaking. Tired. I'm already tired. My head already pain. You don't pain head? Wow, very good. I already pain. One time, one man tell me, Rinpoche, please stop my thought. Please, Rinpoche, show power, stop my thought. I cannot stop my thought like that, you know. You know, I think I'm very bad, you know. I play around, I'm very bad. Then I win one, you know, bottle. I say, okay, I want to stop your thought. So he didn't have. He said, no. Very funny. It's a joke, huh? It's a joke. But it really happened, but I didn't hit, but it just happened. So that's why it's a different method to practice. So that's why before I'm going to start here, I think we go and little bit focus in bodhicitta meditation. So it's a very simple meditation. This meditation, you focus one line. All my mother sentient beings, all my kindness, mother sentient beings, free from suffering, cause of suffering, and attain enlightenment, Buddhahood. All mother sentient, kind mother sentient being, free from suffering and cause of suffering, then attain enlightenment, Buddha realization, Buddhahood, like that. You know, you just repeatedly thinking. This is just beginning. You know? Like that is the bodhicitta as practice. You just think like that. Then I tell you later practices. This is the first step. There are many, you need to meditate many. Meditation, Bodhisattva, Shamatha meditation, they focus four immeasurables: loving kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, equanimity. These four, they spend meditation. Then after that, they meditate in Bodhicitta. So today we don't do these four, we just go direct to Bodhicitta. Okay, so usually it's quite helpful to repeat English and Thai, whatever you want to repeat and save your mouth, and you follow slowly, you follow your mind. It's much easier. You do like 5-10 times, then you just keep close and you think. You check with yourself, like that. Okay. Joe going to say in English 5 times, you all can repeat with Joe. After that you repeat in Thai 5 times, then you focus. Then you can close your eye, then doesn't matter. This one you can close your eye. Generally meditation you can open eye, but this one you can close eye. This is your choice.
So I guess you can repeat after me, or at least repeat mentally. May all mother sentient beings who have been my kind parents, as far as space pervade, may they be free of suffering and causes of suffering. May all mother sentient beings who has been my kind parents, as far as space pervade, may they be free of suffering, and may they achieve full and complete enlightenment. May all mother sentient beings, as far as space pervade, may they be free of suffering and causes of suffering. May all mother sentient beings, as far as space pervade, may they be free of suffering, and may they achieve full and complete enlightenment. May all mother sentient beings, as far as space pervade, may they be free of suffering,
cause of suffering,
and cause of suffering. May all mother sentient beings
achieve enlightenment. All mother sentient beings, wherever this space pervades, free from suffering and cause of suffering, and attain enlightenment. All my kind mother sentient beings, where the space pervades, all of them free from suffering, cause of suffering, attain enlightenment. All mother sentient beings include different races, different countries, bad people, evil people, all of them, my kind mother, free from suffering, cause of suffering, eternal enlightenment. All my mother sentient beings, include all the evil bad people, suffering and cause of suffering, free from them, then eternal enlightenment, like Buddha put. Hi. Can I get lamna? Hi. Focus khali, lata khali, focus shagaro. Sometimes it's good to start from one person, one, two person, like a family, just focus. Very important to gain first compassion. Sentient beings free from suffering, cause of suffering, that is a compassion. When you don't see, when you don't have one small drop of compassion, then bodhicitta cannot arise. Compassion is very important. Usually I practice, because I already practice many times, yeah? So for you, you should begin from your family, your loved one. Slowly, slowly you become a neutral people. Then included something you don't like. You don't like somebody, you hate somebody, or that person you need to practice. And first you need to gain our compassion. How bad that person is, he has a suffering. How high, how rich, how handsome, how powerful, how smart, how anything. But he has his own suffering. So you think of that suffering. So when you gain, when you see this suffering, and you gain a wish, that you wish, I want to wish you that free from suffering and cause of suffering. When you have that wish, then easy to wish him to be enlightened. Now you look at yourself, when you practice very faithfully, your anger, your jealousy, everything's gone in your mind. When you really talk to sentient beings like that, everything's gone. Nothing left here. When you practice bodhicitta well, somebody come to tell you, say, you bullshit. You're not going to be angry. Because you're not going to look at his face, you look at his suffering. Nowadays, we look at your face and you look at my face, that we see. But when you practice compassion well, you don't look at his face, you look at his suffering, you gain more compassion. Oh, poor guy, this man, he has so much suffering in his mind, he's angry, poor guy. Like normal people, he's angry. So what now? You want to say something, you show your fist, you want to hit. That is how we act. Now you think, when you act that way, you think that way, you act that way, look at your mind. Are you have peace mind? No. How much you achieve meditation, peace, mind, gone, disappear, shattered. Just focusing like this. May all sentient beings, mother sentient beings, beautiful. You want to feel the suffering. Sometimes you can pinch yourself. I do that. I pinch myself. And I look at some people, dying people, that they didn't fulfill their wish, and they didn't fulfill other people's wish. I saw one time, one young man dying, and he's crying. And he's crying not because himself, he's crying. Now, who could look after my parents? So look, feel that pain. Oh, and you don't go, you victim by the pain. You have this pain. You say, oh, I wish you this free from suffering and cause of suffering. Then I meditate. That's why bodhisattva, they can practice very well, diligently, because they're not doing for themselves, they want to do for others. Understand? For Theravadas to achieve Nirvana, they have very diligent, because they see suffering is not what we see. Samsara is what we see. It's totally fake. That they want to be free from that. They see, samsara is yuck. Smell like a shit. I don't want to stay. I want to be free from it. That's why they can practice well. Bodhisattva says, I can feel this pain. I want to be free. I want to wish you the free from pain. One time I went to USA, Jackson Hole, Wyoming. I went to many small tiny places, Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And after I finished my talk, one of my student doctor bring me in old folks house. But they don't call old folks house. It's very organized old folks house, and they say it's very expensive, and they're very nice. Many people all like this, some like this, watching movies, some watching bird. You know, they can't talk. And very beautifully, when you walk nearby their room, very beautiful thing is they put when they are 40 years ago. The old people, they 40 years ago, they put the photo there, and I saw very, very handsome man, 1940 something, very, very handsome man with the leather coat, with the fighting plane, very handsome man. I said, wow, this is. I took two steps and I looked, one old man with a, he can't walk, and he's a Bush party. Not a Democrat, he's a Republican. Wow. You know, and he have all the Bush photos inside him. He's reading a thing. He's talking himself, you know. I thought it's not sad, but it's a very funny feeling. And I walk one, two, and when I saw one old lady, and she's crying, very sad crying. Then I have very, shocked. When I saw her marriage time photo, very beautiful, very black and white. Then I asked one nurse, I said, what happening to her? And they said, oh, no, she has one daughter, now not coming to see her almost like 2 years ago, 2 years ago. I said, what's the reason to not come to see? Oh, she has a dog in the home. When she comes to see mother, and nobody look after the dog, that's why she cannot come to see mother. Then I feel very sad. Then I take her position. I say, I am that person. When I have a child, I'm so happy. I have a daughter. I work so hard to make money to that my child to grow up until university finish can sit on her own leg. And after now I'm dying time, and they should just leave me alone. Wow, you cannot take it. It's too painful. Then I said, oh, may all sentient beings feel. Then I make jokes that time. I make jokes. I'm doing like this. I make jokes. One old lady asking question, putting hand like this. Oh, I have master, I have question. And all the nurse shocked. I said, why are you shocked? She didn't talk for 3 years. Now she want to ask question. painful. Then I practice. You should practice like that. You don't do practice like this, then it's not helpful. And last one is, when you practice compassion like this, you bring in the front your enemy, somebody you really hate, you cannot stand, that person in the front of you, okay? Then you practice compassion, and you see exactly how you measure yourself practice. You need to see your enemy exactly like your mother, same feeling towards to them. That means your own anger, jealousy, pride, ignorance, attachment, everything is reduced. Understand? When you practice like this, like for example, you are my enemy, so I practice compassion towards you. I wish my mother exactly the same, I don't see difference, that means I have now bodhicitta. The result is when you look at your in, you don't have nothing less anger inside. Understand? When you practice well, you don't have no anger inside. Now who gain peaceful? Who gain peace? I gain. So I gain peace, now I can help more other. I gain peace from who? Through who? Through others. Yes? I didn't gain peace from through me. Through I think wish them other, now I gain peace. Yes? Until now, I wish myself, what wrong with me? I have anger, I have jealousy, I have pride, I have so many demand. Like that. So that is how Bodhisattva practice. So after he translates, I'm going to make breaks for 10 minutes.